Blog Talk Radio. Radio show brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 5th, 2018. And of course, as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. Well, I want to start off by saying I have had an incredible weekend. I attended the Hustle for God Vision Workshop with Kenyatta McKinnon, a wonderful motivational speaker and prophetess and woman of God, and I just so enjoyed it. All last week, I don't know how many of you know it, but I had to end up literally being in the bed probably from Monday all the way until Thursday and part of Friday from bronchitis. I seem to get it every year around this time frame, but it really hit me hard this year. And so I just, as a quick reminder for all of you who, you know, tend to get a lot of colds during this season, is you might want to consider having that flu shot because it is very, very important. And there are some rare strains of flu going on throughout the U.S. And of course, as business women, we need to be functioning at our maximum peak at all times, right? Yeah. Well, I hope that you guys have had a time on yesterday to really sit down and look at your calendar and make sure that all of the activities you have on your calendar for this week are actually enhancing and helping you to accomplish your goal by week end on Friday. If not, then you know what you've got to do, right? You've got to go back to the drawing board, look at that activity calendar, eliminate activities that really are not helping you to accomplish your goals this Friday. And you know, of course, there is always an exception to the rule. So we're not talking about doctor's appointments for your kids or important things that are priority to you outside of business that you need to get done. But sometimes we have a lot of things listed, such as meeting with people and doing some different things in business that really have nothing to do with what we're trying to get done for that week. And so that's what you need to be taking a look at. It's so very, very important. Well, today marks the first Monday of November. I'm very, very excited to let you know that today we will start a new theme, Creating Your Success System. Now, of course, as promised, all since October, all through this last quarter of 2018, I'm going to be sharing with you in different ways on strategizing and how to prepare your strategy for 2019. So I'm going to continue to do that. But this month's theme is really important because if you don't understand how to create your success system and what your success system should be about, then it's very, very, very difficult to develop a strategy of any kind. So you definitely have to know how to develop your success system. So I want to remind all of you to definitely grab your pen, your notepad, because you're going to get some good information today about that. Also, we're going to continue on with reading some information from one of my favorite books, which is Get Rid of Your Bananas. That's like one of my all-time favorite books, and it continues to be a book that I am totally inspired with. And let me just repeat that title. It's really Letting Go of Your Bananas, and the author is Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, and I've had this little book for a while. I can't even remember how I ran across this book, or maybe someone gave it to me in a seminar. I can't really remember. I just know that I have been reading this book for the last 10-plus years, and it has really, truly, truly blessed my life. So I'm going to be reading an excerpt from that book for you today because, you know, as we move into 2019, I just think that we really need to let go of a lot of things that have not been working in our lives. We need to let go of a lot of people, places, and things that have not been enhancing our lives, but they've been dragging us down. And it's just time. It's really time to really embrace a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things so that you can be refreshed and renewed going into 2019. And that is my desire for all of you who listen to Successful Woman Radio. So definitely know that it is with the greatest of love, the greatest of passion and intention that I continue to share with you things that are helping me to be successful. I'm going to be sharing with you the same things to help you be successful this year, for the rest of this year and 2019 and moving forward, okay? I want to remind everybody that if you have not joined our Facebook group, our nationwide Facebook group, Women About Biz, you definitely need to, because we're going to be doing some mighty things coming up in 2019, and I want you to be a part of it. And I'm talking about no other than our 100K movement. 100K stands for 100,000 women in the nationwide Women About Biz Facebook group. That is our goal, and I aim to make that goal come to pass. And you know, we want women to be reaching out to each other all across the nation and then across the world. So we're going to start with our own national backyard in the U.S., and then we're going to move outwards in 2020. So we've got a lot of work that we've got to do in 2019. And if you want to know why this is so important, it's because, number one, ladies, women, we rock the world, right? We make so many things happen. And right here in our own economy in the U.S., we are responsible for about 80 to 90% of all consumer decisions. Are you aware of how much power that really is that we hold? And sometimes we don't think of it in those terms, but it is us, ladies, that are really keeping the economy going. We don't want to discount the importance of men and everything that they do. It just so happens that we have the opportunity to really do a lot with making consumer decisions. And it has always been that way. If you're married, most of the time, your husband is allowing you to make those decisions. And I shouldn't say allow, but you guys are working together to make those consumer decisions, whether it's buying furniture, clothes for the kids, whatever it is. Most of the time, men do yield the right of way to women to make those decisions because she's a manager of the household. And of course, if you're single, you're managing your own household. You're the head of the household. And so again, and it's just so very, very important to understand the power that as women that we hold. And so with that said, the 100K program aims to connect women all across the U.S. We aim to feature women who have products and services that we can embrace. We aim to feature women who are making a huge impact for women and children across the nation. And we want to feature women who are successful. They are making things happen in their business and are willing to share how they are doing it. We want to feature those women right in the community. So we're not just a community where you can come and post a whole lot of promotions. We want you to be able to contribute to the community in a valuable way as well. So again, it's very, very important, okay, that you understand that when you belong to the Women About Biz Nationwide community on Facebook, that it is more than just about you promoting your business. We want you to, and we provide a time for that. But it's also about you sharing. It's also about answering questions that other business women may have, engaging in posts that other women make. It's about you contributing. And that's so very, very important. And I think what you need to understand is that it's just not about you doing this in Women About Biz, but by contributing, by engaging, by being a valuable member of the community, you need to understand that this is what you should be doing in your business in the first place, is developing relationships and getting to know people, sharing your stories, helping other women with business challenges that they may have so that you can let people know who you are, that you show that you're unselfish, that you're willing to connect, and you're willing to teach as well as share your own promotions. And of course, people respond from their emotions, and women buy off of emotions. So when someone develops a relationship with you, and then they later see that you've created some wonderful, valuable contributions to the community, but then you also share some promotions, they're more willing to click on your promotion and take a look at it, right? That's always how it works with us. Think about the people that have sent you promotion after promotion and you really haven't looked at it, but the people that you have a relationship with, you look at it. It's the same principle, okay? So you need to take that to heart and be willing to participate. If you have not joined the Women About Biz community yet, I want to encourage you to do so by going first to our main website, womenaboutbiz.net, and then in the top right menu bar, click on community. Fill in your name, email, and mobile phone number, and then you'll automatically be added to the group. So I'm so excited that you're here with me today. I'm very, very excited that you are ready and willing to participate in the Women About Biz community. And I'm excited about the fact that I have learned so many new things this year that I am so ready to teach everyone. Speaking of teach, don't forget, at the Women About Biz community, we actually have the holiday marketing information there for you to look at. We have a full webinar along with forms on how to price your products. This is November. This is like crunch time. So you've really got to hurry up because Black Friday will be here in a less than 2.5 weeks. So you've got to get going. Okay, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and we want to make sure that we take advantage of everything, right? Very, very important. It is 12:42, 15 minutes after the half hour, and you're talking and listening to Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and I'm so excited that you are here with me today. Again, we're going to be talking about creating your success system. Now, all last month, you definitely need to go and listen to the past broadcast on last month as we continue to share information on developing your business strategy for 2019. And you are going to get a lot of valuable information from that. And again, you can play our broadcast over and over again for each previous month. So usually about 2 months of broadcast will be on our page. And so we want you to go visit it. And it's at womenaboutbiz.net. And then click on the word podcast in the top menu bar. And on the right-hand column will be all of our previous broadcasts for you to conveniently listen to. So very, very important. I want to go ahead right now and I want to read to you an excerpt from the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. So let me go ahead and read this to you. This is one of my favorite books. If you have a successful success library, and I hope that you do, books that you can pick up and they can enhance your life times 10, this is definitely a book that you want to add to your library. I'm going to be reading to you from key number 6, are your bananas in your head, okay? Or your bananas are in your head. He says, the bottleneck is always at the top of the bottle. And most of our barriers, bananas, or limitations exist in our heads long before they ever live in our reality. Your brain is where your mind lives, and letting go of your limitations is a matter of mindset. In order for you to change your life, you must be prepared to change your mind. Only when you are willing to think beyond your present life situation can you dramatically improve the quality of the rest of your life. And I want to repeat that because we really need to intently listen to this and we need to write this down in our journal. Again, the author says, only when you are willing to think beyond your present life situation, can you dramatically improve the quality of the rest of your life. In other words, he's saying get over yourself. Everybody's going to have challenges. Everybody's going to have obstacles in their way in life. But the sooner you get over yourself and start thinking about what you can do, what you can be, who you can be, the better it is going to be for you. He says, you have all heard of the expression, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, it's true. Most of us go through life without even coming close to using our mental capacity to the maximum. The more you engage your mind and use it like a tool to improve your life and bust your barriers, the more fulfilling your life will be. I wish I could remember where I picked up the following slice of wisdom, because I believe that it speaks to the very heart of just how important it is to take charge of the environment in which our minds dwell. He says, leaders are like eagles. They don't flock. You find them one at a time. Control your thoughts, for they will become your words. Control your words, for they will become your actions. Control your actions, for they will become your habits. Control your habits, for they will become your character. Control your character, for it will become your destiny. Letting go of your bananas is a headspace, an attitude, and a decision to no longer accept the situations, people, and things that hold you back. And the big shift from where you are to where you want to be starts with the quality of your thoughts. Everything else you will create in your life will flow directly from the way you think. If you want a different life experience, you must be willing to think on another level. Your previous thoughts account for behaviors that have created the life you have right now. They all have to change. Change your thoughts going forward, and those new thoughts will create new behaviors and behaviors that will alter your life and free you of personal and professional limitations. All barrier busting is about your desire to move forward in spite of the limitations of the past. Barrier busting is all about direction, to free yourself of a past filled with rotten bananas. All of your mental energy has to be centered on moving forward rather than being anchored in old thoughts and behaviors. For you to advance beyond your present place, regardless of how long you have been stuck in that place, you must think, act, and vividly imagine yourself on the other side of where you currently are. When you think, act, and imagine beyond yourself, your present place, your life will begin to move forward in a positive and constructive way. Now, he says, is the time to fully engage the power of your mind and utilize that power to create a better future for yourself. When you engage your imagination and vividly envision where you want to be, you have taken the first step in realizing all of your dreams. So to change where and how you are in life, you must change where you see or what you see in your mind's eye. The subconscious mind is the part of your mind that works like a robot. That means that your subconscious mind works for you and is powered by repetition, your imagination, and your decisions. Even better, your subconscious mind always accepts your desires as attainable and always responds with a yes when you desire something. It does not question, it just delivers what you want. Whatever you embed in your subconscious mind and is accepted as truth, and whatever you accept as your truth, it can ultimately become your reality. And I want to just add as a side note, so you ladies, you really need to listen to that, because whatever you think, so are you. As a man thinketh, so is he. And so it's just very, very important for you to understand that your thoughts guide your whole life. So if you say that you want $1 million, but right behind that $1 million, your thoughts are something like, well, I don't know if I really can make $1 million in my life. I don't even know if I can make six figures, or that's going to be pretty hard for me to do. You have already self-sabotaged yourself, because your thoughts are going to become your reality. So if you say you want to make $1 million, your thoughts should be, today I'm going to meet someone who can take me to the next level, who has already made $1 million and can show me how. Today, I'm going to write down 10 ways that I can bring in more money, because it all is a step-by-step process. So even when I make my first dollar, it's a contribution to my $1 million. So you need to think like that. And, you know, guys, listen, I try my very best to be transparent, because I never want you to feel that I've got it all together, because I don't. I want you to know that sometimes I have negative thinking and I really have to correct myself. I want you to know sometimes that my thoughts are not where they're supposed to be, but I am always more than willing to make the change and to pull myself and wheel myself back in and say, now, what is the best way that you should be thinking? So I want to share with you an exercise, and it's really just a process or a method that I use when I feel that my thinking has gotten out of control and that I have a lot of negative thinking going on and I need to make the changes. What I do is I use the rubber band method, and I really like this method. And so you might want to think about doing it. So, you know, those thick rubber bands that you can get in the bag of rubber bands at the office supply store, or what have you. I will get a rubber band. I will put it around my wrist. And every time I catch myself thinking negative, right? Having a negative thought, I don't care if it's towards myself and my ideas or my vision, or if it's towards someone else or something someone said, I snap myself with the rubber band and I pop myself hard enough, not so hard where I put a damaging mark, but I snap myself enough to feel the sting and remind myself that you are not negative. And I come up with a positive replacement for what I just thought right away. Example, if I say to myself in a negative tone, I'm not going to lose weight. I don't know why I'm trying to lose weight. I'll snap myself with the rubber band and I will say, I have the power to lose the weight. I have the power to eat less food, to drink more water, and to exercise. I have that within my control. And when I do that and I say it repeatedly to myself, guess what starts to happen? I start drinking more water. I start wanting to exercise and having a desire to. I start eating less or eating better foods for myself. So again, I want to remind you that you are indeed what you think. You know, the amazing thing is that the power to be successful is all within your hands. I don't care who's doing what to you or who you feel is in your way. I want you to understand in this day and time, in this 21st century, the power is truly within your hands. You have technology at your disposal. You have the power to put away thoughts that are not contributing to what it is that you want out of life. And so these are things that you need to be thinking about. So I just read for you an excerpt from chapter six, from the book Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. Again, make sure you pick up you a copy at your favorite online bookstore and put it in your success library. This is one of those books. Now, I have this book on my Kindle, but this is one of those books that I really wanted this book in hard copy form as well. And some books I'll just keep on my Kindle, but some I just say, this book is so good, I've got to have a copy of it, because I want to physically take my yellow highlighter and highlight a lot of different areas that I need to be covering in this book. So again, if you want to become more successful and get rid of a lot of rotten things in your life, things that are holding you back, things that you have allowed to become obstacles, people, places, and things, then this is the book for you. This is the book that you need to have. It is indeed 12:54, almost 1 p.m. Again, we started the show late today at 12:30. We're going to go for about 15 minutes more and then put closure to today's show. And again, you can listen to the broadcast of Successful Woman Radio simply by going to womenaboutbiz.net and in the top white menu bar, clicking on the word podcast. And when you arrive on the show page, just look over to your right-hand column and there are all of your previous broadcasts for your convenience. Now, there are some other ways to conveniently listen to the show as well. If you have your iPhone, you can mark this show, Successful Woman Radio, as a favorite on your podcast, iTunes. Okay. If you have an Android, you can put the app Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. You can put the app Stitcher on your phone and you can listen to Successful Woman Radio. Just search three separate words, Successful Woman Radio, and mark it as your favorite. And so then you can listen to it at Stitcher as well. We are getting ready to start posting Successful Woman Radio at SoundCloud for your convenience as well. So we've already posted some of our episodes and you can go on there and take a look. So again, we're very, very excited about that. And we just really want you to have as many places as you can to listen. And we also want you to share with other business women as well. Don't forget, you know, when you just listen to the show, you're going to get good information, but when you share the show, then you're going to be considered as a go-to person who shares resources. So don't forget to share with other business women Successful Woman Radio. If you see the banner hit in the Facebook group at Women About Biz Facebook group, then share the banner to your personal page and let other business women know about this show and what it is doing to help the lives of other business women. It is, again, 12:56, about 4 minutes before the hour of 1 p.m. And for those of you who are new to the show, welcome. You are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I am Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. If you haven't visited womenaboutbiz.net, it's a good time to do it. Try to visit the website at least on Mondays and Wednesdays when we post new blog posts, or visit any time, but know that we try our very best to have a very vibrant, engaging, and updated website for you to get information on. You may want to visit our channels, which is a very popular link on our website, which will take you to information such as business startup and growth, business marketing, business ideas. So again, make sure you check out womenaboutbiz.net. And if you haven't become a member of our nationwide Facebook community, don't forget to go and click on community on the website and then join, and we'll automatically add you on Facebook. We're looking so forward to you participating and learning more about your business and what you are doing. Well, ladies, I want to go ahead and remind you of a couple of things about creating your strategy. And I want to talk to you a little bit about why having a business strategy is just so very, very important. You know, oftentimes I find that a lot of small business owners have a tendency to think that the business strategy is just for big businesses, that if I just jot a couple of things down or keep moving along, my business will catch up and somehow be successful. But I don't need to be doing all of those things a big business is doing. And I just want you to know that that kind of thinking is considered self-sabotage, and it's definitely not the thinking of a leader, okay? And you need to have the kind of thoughts that are going to take your business to that next level. And remember, just as we've read before, and I'll change the words a little bit, as a woman thinketh, so is she. And we need to be thinking in that terms. What you think about your business, how you think about your business, is definitely going to really have an impact on you going to the next level in your business. Your next level might be high five-figure income, or it might be moving to the six-figure income. If it's on a monthly basis that you look at how you're making your money, then it may mean that you're going to be in the five-figure income on a monthly basis, or double-digit five-figure income. So again, it's up to you and how you are thinking about your business and your leadership, which is so very, very important. You know, one of the things that I didn't do, and I want to go ahead and do that right now, is I want to go ahead and go over the five questions to generate cash in 2018. The year is almost over, and we'll be coming up with a new set of questions that we'll be reading every Monday in 2019. But for the rest of this year, these questions are still important, and they are still important for as long as you're in business. As a matter of fact, some of our old-time members who listen have been listening to our show for 10 years, many of them share with me that, hey, Trina, I have all of the questions that you have shared over the years in my journal, and I go over them, and they all still help me very, very much. So I want to just share with you these five questions that I think will really help you if you're honest with yourself and if you answer with integrity and if you value the answers that you're going to give yourself so you can learn from them and move forward in your business, then you're going to see incredible things happen. You're definitely going to have some aha moments. So here's question number one. What must I do to achieve my sales goals this week or month? That's something that as a leader of your business, you should be asking yourself all the time. It should be like on the top of your head. Just always be thinking about it. You know, am I achieving my sales goals this week or month? What else can I do? Here's question number two. Am I consistent? Oh, there's that word, ladies, consistent. Am I consistent in implementing my marketing system to attract new leads? Now, you do have a marketing system, right? I mean, because that is like the cornerstone of every small business is marketing. So if you don't, back to the drawing board you go, because it's now considered an emergency, and you need to have a marketing system before 2019. If you do have a marketing system, are you consistent in it? Ask yourself and be willing to be honest about implementing it, okay? Here's number three. Have I identified a minimum of three new people to talk with daily about the benefits of using my service or product? Here's what you need to know about this question. Talking to three new people daily will yield you probably about 700 plus new contacts at the end of the year. Can you imagine you doing this 2 years in a row or 3 years in a row or 5 years in a row, and how many contacts alone you will have and how many people will personally know who you are simply by connecting with three new people every day? So you might be saying to yourself, well, Trina, where am I going to get this number of people from in order to talk with them every single day? Where can I get these people from? Well, it's very simple, you see. What you will be able to do is in your social media, you have people that are making friends with you every day. You start with those people, whether you're on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook. You can send them a direct message and let them know that you want to make a connection call with them to learn about their business, and you share about yours. And you would be surprised to learn that you're going to have maybe about a 90% return on you asking people to connect with you. But you do have to have a system in place, okay? So you have to have a way for people to get your phone number, maybe make a connection appointment with you or what have you. Now, I use the software online called Vasita, and that's spelled V as in Victor, C as in cat, I-T-A, V-C-I-T-A, Vasita.com. Now, I can give anybody who wants it a 60-day trial if you'd like to have that. That's a very special trial, and we are so excited that Vasita extended that to Women About Biz. So I can give anybody a 60-day trial on Vasita if you would like to have it. And to request that free trial, just email us at membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net. Again, membersupport@womenaboutbiz.net, and I can send a link to you for you to get your free 60-day trial at Vasita. Now, another thing that you can do is you can create your own system on Google with just Gmail. Okay, if you have a Gmail account, you can have a Google Calendar, and you can automatically set up a separate calendar where you actually put in, it allows you to actually put in the spots where you are not going to be available. So let's say, for example, you want to do connection calls on Wednesdays and Fridays. So you can let your Google Calendar know, I'm only available on Mondays and Fridays between 9 and 12, or between 9 and 3. And so what happens is, it will block off everything else and only allow those individuals to make appointments between those times on your calendar. The beautiful thing about that is that it doesn't show other people's appointments. It just shows that that time space is not available. So therefore, you're not really causing any infringement on a person's personal information It's just showing that someone else has blocked that time, and so they need to move to a different time slot. So I think that's a good idea as well. So again, that's basically creating a Google Calendar. So if you have a Google Calendar, don't use that one. Google allows you to have multiple calendars within one account. So you're creating a calendar that's going to be public that will allow people to schedule appointments with you on a calendar that you've set up for your connection call. So just wanted to share that tidbit with you. It is 1:05 after the hour. And of course, for those of you that are new to the show, you're listening to no other than Women About Biz. And I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Trina Newby. I'm the founder of Women About Biz and also your business success coach. And it is certainly my desire and my passion to help you grow and become a 6 or 7 figure business, right? So I am always going to be sharing information with you that has helped me to grow, that has helped my clients to grow. And by the way, if you would like to have a free coaching session with me, all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.net and click on the word coaching in the top right menu bar. And once you get to the coaching page, just look right there and you'll see it says free coaching session just for you. Just click that red link to schedule and you'll be getting what we call a free power talk session. And trust me, it is well worth its weight in gold because I am going to give you no bars held. I'm going to do you just like you would be a paying customer. And I am going to work hard to brainstorm with you. We could talk about challenges, ways to grow your business, ways to market your business. We could talk about your business strategy or moving into 2019, some things that you want to do. But we can't talk about it all at one time. So you need to think about one thing that you need assistance with or that you would like to brainstorm or discuss. And that is what you should write in the form when I ask you what we will be talking about, okay? But definitely make sure you schedule your power talk. If you've already had a free power talk this year, then you need to go ahead and let me know that you're interested in coaching or that you need a power talk a la carte session, and I'll be more than happy to help you. It's all about helping each other as women, right? And I have always given free power talks to women who are either just starting out or really trying to make things happen for themselves. And I give that one free session every year. And the reason why is because I want you to be able to at least get some valid information that you can take to heart and put to use that's going to help your business, even if you can't afford it. You know, I still have women who do free power talks every year, and that's all they can muster to do because they're working, they've got kids, and they have never been able to really afford coaching, but they look forward to getting that free power talk every year. And whether they can afford it or not is not my it's not up to me to worry about that. What is up to me is to know that it's given freely from the heart and it's given freely because I love you with the love of God and I want all women to be successful with whatever they purpose to do with their business and their ideas. I'm going to go ahead now and keep moving on. You know, we've been talking about 5 ways to generate cash. So I want to talk about 4. What are the business goals that I need to accomplish this week? This is a little bit different than question 1 that asks you what type of sales do you want to achieve. This is talking about other things that need to happen in your business as well. And lastly, 5 in the 5 questions to generate cash is what must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? Now, you know, we all have characteristics and things about ourselves that hold us back, that actually can cause sabotaging, that can cause us to fail in certain areas of our life and our business because of habits that we've held on to and now they've been ingrained in our subconscious, right? So we have to be honest with ourselves here. We should be desiring to be the best leaders that we possibly can be for our businesses, which is so very, very important. And so you have to ask yourself this question with all honesty, with all purity in your heart, to have a deep-rooted desire to want to make a change, right? And so again, what must I change about my leadership to move my business forward? Now, one thing that you can do that's going to help you have more clarity is, if you have not already, is to develop your own position description for yourself as the CEO owner of your business. If you haven't did that already, it's really, really important that you do so, okay? So I would recommend that you start off just by bullet pointing different things that you feel as a leader or a CEO that you should be doing daily, weekly, or quarterly, or even annually. Imagine you have to hire somebody to be the CEO of your company, and you had to create a position description. You're going to ask yourself, well, what reports would I want this person turning into me weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, right? How would I want this person to respond to me? What do I want them to tell me about? What do I want them focusing most on? Whatever those things are, that's what you should be doing now. And sometimes that doesn't include being the laborer in your business and being the one that is making the gadget or providing the service. It doesn't always mean that. Now, I know for coaches, it's a little bit different. For people who are virtual assistants, it's a little bit different. So there's always an exception to the rule. But even if you are a service provider or a service professional, you know, like a coach, a counselor, someone that has to perform the actual service, it still does not mean that you are not supposed to be doing other things that are required of you as the CEO. So I want to caution you on that. It doesn't mean that you should abandon everything else and just flock to that part of the business that you provide the service for, because trust me, you will be behind, okay? So again, you need to be creating a position description. And so that is the last question in the 5 questions to generate cash in 2018. I hope you take them to heart and ask them of yourself as often as you need to. We're going to go ahead now and move into our full topic, which is all about creating, and I think this is so very, very important. It's all about creating your success system. And although a lot of women feel like they have a system in place, I think it's always good for us to go back and evaluate where we are and how we do things. So when I say a system, it means, do we really have a workflow? Okay, but do we have a system, something that is a system? One of the things that a system does, ladies, is that it flows and it works together synergistically. A system might have many moving parts, but it works together, okay, in unity. And so when you create your system, every part of your system should be to work in unity. You may have many multiple parts, but again, it works in unity. So why do we need to systemize our business? What is it about systems that are so very, very important? Well, this is where I go back to God the Father and our divine system, and looking at how that system was actually created and what we have. First, I'd like to remind you that we live in Earth, which is literally a planet that is floating in midair, okay? And outside of the core of that planet is a gaseous ring or rings that protect our Earth's core. So we're literally suspended in midair. And if you've never had a chance to really just go and take a look at how we are suspended, you know, because people, as early as, or as late as the 1970s and 80s, we're not even able to do that. I want you to go into Google at a point in time when you have that time available. I want you to go in and I want you to go in Google and I want you to put in solar system, okay? And I want you to look at how Earth is literally just spinning off of an axis in midair, okay? We're just spinning, and how miraculous that is, and how grateful we should be that we are, even as human beings, getting an opportunity to experience this existence that we have living in a planet that is surrounded by a gaseous ring that is literally spinning in midair. Now, when you click on, when you go and put solar system in Google, it's going to pull up the solar system at NASA, and that is the solar system that I want you to actually see. I want you to see the Earth in real time. I want you to see how our solar system looks and what is happening with our solar system. And it is just miraculous. And why I'm mentioning this is because you need to understand that our whole existence, our entire existence is based off of a system. We live in a solar system. We function in a time system here on Earth. And then our bodies function off of a system. Our bodies have different parts, but we function off of different systems. And so we need to really understand that, to understand the importance of systems and why it's so important. Now, those of you who know me and have listened to the show a long time, you know that I believe in God the Father, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I certainly believe in the Holy Spirit, the divine Trinity. And I think it's just miraculous at what God has created, but he has also created that same miraculous design in us as well. And here we are, spiritual beings living in an earthly vessel, our bodies, and our bodies run off of a system, our heart, our lungs, our kidneys, our liver, everything is required. All of these parts of the body are required in order to run synergistically as one. And so this is why our system is important. It's because we have examples before us that it is that a system creates success. We live in an earthly system, which lives in a planetary system, and we are a bodily system, and we all run off of systems. And without the system, we would not exist. And so your business can't exist and be fully thriving and successful unless you develop and create a system. And your system, ladies, starts with you having a vision. That's right. Your system starts with you having a vision, having a thought, having ideas about what you want to experience in your business and where you want your business to go. Very, very important. Remember, as a woman thinketh, so is she. And so again, this is why it's so key and so pivotal for you as a leader in your business to have a system. You can't do without it. So without systems, you don't own a business. You're not in business, right? And so if you want to double your revenue, if you want to become a millionaire, a thousandaire, if you want to be on a magazine cover, if you want to have a website that thousands of people visit, if you want to have thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, then it requires you to have a system, okay? Now, what kind of system am I talking about? What kind of system should you create? Okay, so the first thing that you need to know is that in order for a system to take place, it must be created from a vision. And when you are a business owner, when you're the creator of your business, you're going to have more than one vision of where you want to see yourself and where you want to see your business, right? And so with that said, I want you to write down what is it that you want to experience in your business for the rest of this year in 2019? What do you see yourself doing? What do you see happening with your business? What do you want to experience? Because you've got to get this part right, because this is what your system is going to be based off of, okay? This is what it's going to be based off of. And sometimes I have a lot of people that share with me during Power Talks that Trina, I'm not quite sure what my vision is. And I'll let them know. I'll be very honest. If that is the case, then that explains everything. That explains why you haven't been able to make money. That explains why you haven't seen success. Because without a vision, you can't have a system. And without a system, you will fail. Okay? So it starts with you having a vision and asking yourself the question, and just bullet point, ladies. Don't try to write down long, eloquent sentences. Just bullet point. This is for your eyes. What is it that I want to experience for the rest of this year and for 2019? What is it that I want to experience? You got to know that. You got to know what that is, okay? And so look at your business. What haven't you accomplished that you keep saying that you want to accomplish? What do you want to accomplish? And what are the tasks that are going to be required in order for you to accomplish that? What's going to help you to accomplish that? Bullet point those things down. And then once you have a vision, because all a vision is basically what you want to experience at some given time. Once you have that, then you can look at putting a system in place to support the whole entire vision. Okay, so part of the system is vision. And the next thing, of course, if you guessed it, yes, it's going to be goals. Because for each vision, for each experience that you want to have, you have to create goals to support it. And then what supports goals? Well, my favorite little buddies, tasks, T-A-S-K-S. Then you have to have a task or multiple tasks to support each of the visions that you have developed. Once you do that, your system has a foundation. It has a core, right? And once your system has a core, right? Once it has a core, now you can begin to build upon the system and set your system. Because you have a vision, you have goals, you have tasks. Now you are ready to look at other parts of the system that's going to help work with your vision, your goals, and your tasks to work together to make it happen for you, right? So that's when you start looking at leveraging the talent of other people. So one of the most important parts of your system after the foundation is laid is your power team. And that is how you're going to leverage the power of other people, because your power team is a group of professionals that provide services that you need to help you move your business forward faster. When you just try to do everything yourself, your business is going to always move slower. I'm a personal testimony to that. Been there, done that, don't like doing it, and I have a power team in place. And so, again, to develop your power team, what you need to do is think of all of the different services and things that you need in your business. Don't allow the lack of money to hold you back. Right now, all I want you to do is to think about the type of roles you need to have on your power team, whether it's a graphic designer, an attorney, an accountant. These are all things that you might need to have, but you have to determine what is going to make up your power team. And then you have to develop relationships with those types of individuals first, early on, before you need them. Because if you don't, then it's going to be very difficult finding somebody just right to do what you want them to do for you. Okay, so a power team is key. And so leveraging the talent and potential of other people is key in being a part of your success system. Okay, very, very important. The next thing that I think is key in a success system is I think it's important for you to really have a good working technology system that is made up of various tools that help you to keep it going, to keep it flowing. And so one of the tools in your technology system that I think is very important is going to be your email marketing platform. That's the platform that is going to allow you to communicate with all of the people that want to follow you. And it's going to allow you to build your mailing list. And it's going to allow you to have an autoresponder. And it's going to also allow you to create what I call your funnel system, an email funnel system. So that piece of technology tool is important. But also another tool that I think is key also is having something that's going to help you to manage yourself as you are managing your business. And so you need what would be considered a CRM system. That stands for Customer Relationship System or Customer Relationship Manager. And that's a system that allows you to manage your follow-up items, your tasks, schedule new projects, allows you to put down any opportunities that you have coming up. And it also allows you to list any new leads that you have and set those leads into a system that you have going on. And, you know, leads bring in the business, and what brings in leads is your marketing system, right? So that leads me to the next thing that's so key is you got to have a marketing system, because without it, nothing will work to attract other people to you. So you've got to have a marketing system. And I would have to say, usually in today's time, about 50 to 60% of your marketing system is probably going to involve technology or the internet in some way. As a matter of fact, email marketing is a part of your marketing system. Having an email marketing platform is a part of your marketing system. I've mentioned these items before in a previous show, but I want to bring them back up again. For email marketing, you can take a look at MailerLite, MailerLite, MailerLite.com. Another software that I think is really good that's been around, one of the first ones around, and they have improved themselves and even gone up a notch, is AWeber, AWeber.com, AWEBER.com. And then, of course, Constant Contact. Business started out of a garage, grew into a small business, then gained over 1 million customers. Eventually, they sold themselves, and now it's owned by another company, but they are still providing quality service. ConstantContact.com. Again, ConstantContact.com. Another one that I really like as well for email marketing platforms for when you're first starting out and you might have less than 500 connections, I would say is MailChimp. MailChimp.com is another one. So again, there's some good ones out there, but hopefully take a list of the ones that I have mentioned, go look at them and determine which one is working best for you so that you can start implementing and putting it in place. So very, very important, okay? The other thing that you're going to need is in your technology is you're going to need some type of merchant system, okay? There are two that I want to recommend. I'm sure there are many of them out there. Actually, I'm going to recommend three. So there are three that I want to recommend. The number one, of course, I'll recommend PayPal. You know, we have a lot of people complaining about PayPal, but I'll be honest with you, for the majority of the reason that they complain is because they break the rules of PayPal. But PayPal is very good, very reliable, and very, very well respected. Okay, in the banking industry for online. So PayPal is definitely still in the playing. Then you also want to take a look at Stripe, S-T-R-I-P-E. I love Stripe. Stripe is relatively easy. A merchant account is similar to PayPal, but I believe a lot stronger. Some of the things that it does different than I like, is that Stripe allows you to have multiple accounts. So if you have multiple businesses, this is a good thing. It allows you to have multiple accounts under one account, okay? And it allows you to attach those multiple accounts to different checking accounts, and I like that. But the biggest thing I like about Stripe is that it functions more like a full-service merchant, bank merchant service. So then Stripe is really not going to show up as, like, PayPal requires you to join PayPal. Stripe doesn't require the customer or client to join. It just allows them to make their payment, and that's it. And I really, really like that. So, again, Those are very good. Now, if you have products online and you don't have a website for those products yet, then you definitely want to take a look at Shopify. S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, Shopify. Take a look at Shopify.com, and that would be a good one for you. So we're talking about right now how important it is to have a system, and we've gotten to building your system with tools and resources and leveraging the talent of other people. And so next week, we're going to continue to talk about creating a successful system, and I will give you some more tips and tools. So that's all I have for today. I hope that you have certainly enjoyed our new theme, Creating Your Success System. I hope you have enjoyed and taken some good notes on everything that I have been sharing. And I look forward to you being a part and joining Successful Woman Radio on next Monday. We will resume our regular hours at 12 noon. That's all I have for today, guys. Have an abundant and productive week. Bye-bye.